On hearing of the death of Absalom, David was broken-hearted. He went up to the room over the gateway and wept. Walking up and down, he cried out, "O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you, O Absalom, my son." David's troops had just won the victory over the army of his rebellious son. The prince had been killed by Joab, one of David's commanders, in flagrant disregard of the king's urgent request to spare the young man's life. The terrible chastisement announced by Nathan the prophet for David's sin of adultery and murder was being fully accomplished. David had lost two sons, the eldest, Amnon, murdered by Absalom, and now this handsome young prince killed in cold blood by Joab. Incest, violence, and conspiracy had dramatically marked the king's family over the years. Joab was told that the king was grieving and mourning for Absalom, so that the day of victory had been turned into one of shame for David's men. Joab went to the king and found him with his face covered, weeping and crying out, "O Absalom, my son!" "Today you have humiliated all your men," said Joab angrily. "They have saved your life and the lives of the members of your family. You love those who hate you and hate those who love you. You have made it clear today that the commanders and their men mean nothing to you. I see that you would be glad if Absalom were alive and all of us were dead. Now go out and encourage your men, or it will be worse for you than all the calamities that have come upon you till now." Joab's reprimand was brutal but necessary. David, without a word, went and took his seat in the gateway to receive the people. Sometime later, the Israelites throughout the whole country began to say, "It is the king who delivered us from the Philistines and from all our enemies. He fled because of Absalom, whom we appointed to rule over us. But Absalom has died in battle, so why do we not bring the king back?" David sent word to Zadok and Abiathar, the priests in Jerusalem, telling them to speak to the elders of Judah and say, "You are my brothers. We come from the same tribe. Why should you be the last to bring the king back?" He also sent word to Amasa, commander of Absalom's army, holding out forgiveness for his disloyalty and the promise of replacing Joab as the supreme commander of the king's armed forces. The men of Judah replied by sending a message recalling David and all his men. So the king and his family set out for home, and the men of Judah went to meet him at the Jordan. Shimei, the Benjamite, who had insulted the king by throwing stones and cursing him during his flight from Jerusalem, came to David at the Jordan River, trembling with fear. He had brought 1,000 Benjamites with him, along with Ziba, the steward of Saul's household. Shimei fell to the ground before the king. "May my lord forgive me," he said. "Please do not remember the wrong I did on the day my lord the king left Jerusalem. I confess my sin, and am the first to come and meet my lord." Abishai, Joab's brother, said, "Shimei deserves to die, because he cursed the Lord's anointed." David replied, "Should anyone be put to death on the day I truly know that I am king of Israel?" And he said to Shimei, "You shall not die." Then Mephibosheth, Jonathan's lame son and Saul's grandson, also went to meet the king. David said to him, "Why did you not go with me when I left Jerusalem?" Now Mephibosheth had gone into mourning from the day David left until the day he returned. He had not taken care of his lame feet, nor trimmed his moustache, nor washed his clothes all the time the king was away. "My lord," he said, "your servant is lame. I wanted to have my donkey saddled to go with the king, but Ziba, my servant, betrayed me. He has slandered your servant to my lord the king. But you have been good to me and given me a place at your table, so what right have I to make an appeal?" David had given Ziba all Mephibosheth's property, thinking that the latter had betrayed him. Now he decided to divide the land between them. Mephibosheth replied, "Let him take everything, now that the king has come home in peace." While David had been staying in Mahanaim in Gilead, a very wealthy man named Barzillai had provided food for the king and his household. David said to him, Cross over and stay with me in Jerusalem. I will provide for you. But Barzillai replied, I am an old man. How much longer will I live? Let your servant return home, so that I may die in my own town. But here is my son, Kimham. Let him go with my lord the king. So David kissed the old man and blessed him, and Kimham followed the king. Then David crossed over the river and went to Gilgal in the Jordan Valley. Next episode, another uprising.